for he was about to make a grand statement. Notice how he softens it. For nothing offends the majority of listeners as much as someone praising themselves. To remove this offence, he says, for even if I were to boast somewhat excessively. And he didn't say, if anyone believes they belong to Christ, they should think that they fall far short of us. For I have great authority from him, the authority to punish and kill whoever I choose. No, he says, for even if I were to boast somewhat excessively. And although he had more authority than could be expressed, he still downplays it in the way he speaks. And he did not say, I boast, but if I were to boast, if I decided to do so, showing modesty both in action and speech. If he says, I would boast about the authority which the Lord gave me. He gives all credit to God and makes the gift common to all, for building up and not for demolishing. Do you see how he dispels any potential envy that his praises could provoke and gets the listener on his side by talking about the purpose for which he obtained the authority? So, why does he say, demolishing arguments? Because this is primarily a form of building up, the elimination of barriers, identification of the unsound, and incorporation of the true into the building. This is why we received the authority, in order to build up. But if anyone resists or fights against us and proves incurable, we will also use the other power to destroy and overthrow them. This is why he also says, I will not be put to shame, which means I will not be proven a liar or a braggart.